Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Pondering Nerds. Today's topic is going to be, you know it, 90s cartoons, the best 90s cartoons. And we have with us Nate.
Yo.
Mickey.
Hi, everybody.
Lance.
Yo.
And of course, myself, Joy. Yes. So I have a list, but I don't want to steal everyone's choices, so I'm going to go last. I guess I'll start with Mickey first. What was your favorite cartoons?
Well, some of the cartoons that I can think of are primarily 90s cartoons, because that's when I was growing up as a little kid, 90s. Darkwing Duck is one of the best cartoons ever. Just, I love the color purple, and I loved the color scheme that they had for Darkwing Duck, so I'm kind of biased with that because I love purple. But it was just such a fun and funny cartoon, and he was a superhero, but he was really down to earth, you know, this the lead character. He was just so awesome, and it was just a cool theme song. Yo, that's a theme song? What? Should have won like a Grammy or something. I don't know. And I think that singer did a bunch of theme songs too for these cartoons. Like the same singer, just phenomenal singer. Another cartoon that I can think of is this cartoon that no one really remembers. I think Lance, you said that you remember it, but I don't remember you saying you remembered. That's how shitty my memory is. It's called CBS Story Break. It's this cartoon that was on CBS. And it was like around like the 80s, like the late 80s. It wasn't a 90s one, but I think they replayed it. So that's how I knew about it. But it was just so great because I was a big reader when I was a little kid. And it had this storybook that would open up in the beginning. And then it was just these cartoons from these different children's stories that I thought was really neat. And I liked the graphics there too, that they had for the theme song and stuff for the intro. Yeah, CBS Story Break. And then of course, I don't have to say like the classics of the Care Bears and The Simpsons, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Nate?
Where do I start? Because the 90s was, for our generation anyway, it's probably will be the best for cartoons. I remember, I don't really remember watching them on TV, but I remember having all the movies, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, obviously. Those were awesome. I remember every Saturday morning, my lineup was, and I don't remember the specific order, but Spider-Man, Batman came on, X-Men came on, and then The Tick. It was like Fox's superhero lineup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I watched that shit every Saturday, like, religiously as a kid. And then I remember in the afternoons, I would watch on Nickelodeon. I have to give a shout-out to Doug. Doug was, like, my shit. I loved Doug back in the day. And Rocko's Modern Life. Like, I loved Rocko's Modern Life also. A lot of really good cartoons, but those specifically stand out to me.
Cool. So. Yeah, those, I could check those off my list. And yeah. You, Lance?
I like the cartoons I made in my bathroom. I just drew them in there, and I was like, yes, I'm going to submit this to Universal Studios, and I'm going to be a millionaire.
Your medium?
Oh, no, I'm gonna stop. No. Let me stop playing. Okay, my favorite cartoons of the 90s, the ones that I were allowed to watch, but I watched it, the ones that I weren't allowed to watch is the ones I watched the most, which is The Simpsons, which still plays to this day, and I still watch it to this day. But definitely The Simpsons. I loved the Spider-Man version that they had on Fox. That was pretty cool. Gargoyles was actually one of my favorites of all time because it was just, it seemed so adult, even though these are like things that turn into stone when sun hits them. But I thought it was, I thought it was, it had great storyline, it had great visuals, you know, and I just loved it from beginning to end. I definitely did watch Darkwing Duck. I didn't really see too much of it, but I did, I used to love it. But I did troll Tsunami. Everybody remember Tsunami from Cartoon Network, which is like their segment where they would have anime or just cartoons that are like a little bit too adult
for people.
Yeah. I would troll that every night because it would come on at around midnight or something like that. Or they would sometimes they would have like an early showing in the evening time around like 6 o'clock, like right after school. Let me see. I'm trying to remember what else I used to watch like crazy. Mighty Ducks. That was actually pretty cool. You guys remember that? Mighty Ducks?
No, I do.
Man, Mighty Ducks was awesome. It was just, you know, mutated ducks from, well, not mutated, they're alien ducks. I have a feeling that Michael Bay is going to do that next. Maybe that's what he meant to do. Maybe he got confused and made Ninja Turtles, and then he was like, wait, they're from space. And there is one other show that I don't know if a lot of people saw it or not, but it wasn't on for very long. It was James Bond Jr. I shit you not, this was a real thing. It came out, I think, around... It was only out for like a year. Not even a whole year. It just ran from September of 91 to March of 92. So, and apparently it's in syndication. I don't know where you're going to find it, but good luck. James Bond Jr. That was one of those weird ones that I watched as well. But that's about it. I don't have any more right now.
I just have to throw this out there, like, before you read off your list, because this is probably on your list. Like, you mentioned Darkwing Duck and Mighty Ducks. Nobody mentioned DuckTales. Like, that was a big one for me back in the day. DuckTales, woohoo! So, just had to throw that one out there before the list was read.
Cool. Well, the one I had that I'm sure no one remembers, because every time I mention it, no one knows. They look at me like I'm crazy, was Skeleton Warriors. That was on CBS. Yeah. Like, Skeleton Warriors! No,
nope.
Anyone?
Nope.
You're alone in your nerd.
I am Googling it now. Skeleton Warriors.
And Tick was on my list, of course. And I liked it because it had that segue where the guy was always like, read a book to people. So I would use that against my sister or like random people. Like, go read a book! And then another one that no one usually remembers is Wildcats, which was also on CBS.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah!
I remember
that. Like, and then there's King Arthur and the Knights of Justice. Anyone remember that? Yeah!
I remember that.
I remember that one. No.
I just love when they like said the oath. That was awesome. And yeah, I mean, the rest Nate already said.
Good job, Nate.
Oh, good.
Nate stole her thunder.
Well, we got the Animaniacs and He-Man.
Oh, yes.
Thundercats, of course.
Thundercats.
Is Beast Wars considered a cartoon? I mean, it was graphics.
It's a cartoon. It was animated CG. Stuff. I mean, it's animated, So
Beast Wars was pretty tight back in the day. It was like, that's how I got into Transformers. Like, Transformers was actually 80s cartoon, like, wasn't it? I mean, I'm pretty sure the original Transformers.
Yeah.
That was like Godzilla and crap. Like, the good Godzilla that actually came out and helped people. They'd be like, we're needing help. Like, they'd press a button, he'd come out of the... I got this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember the horrible roars that they would use for that. It was ridiculous. It was so jarring. I was like, what the fuck? Why does it sound that way? What is going on?
So like, wake up, kids. No time for sleeping.
And I got to throw it, I'll go ahead and admit, like, it wasn't a cartoon, but in the same days that I would watch, like, the superhero stuff, X-Men and Spider-Man, Power Rangers, like, the original.
Oh, no.
I watched Power Rangers, too.
The first one that
Listen, I watched...
Power Ranger, it was dumb. After the next show came out to me, it was dumb. Like, they changed it, and I was like, nah, I'm not cool with the new set of Power Rangers that y'all... I'm not cool with that. The original was cool. In fact, it's kind of cool because I read an article recently about, I forget the actor's name, but the guy who played the white and green ranger, he's like going around doing shit, promoting some stuff. I think he actually is about to be in an episode of an upcoming Power Rangers thing or something.
Yeah, he has like a reality show on YouTube now. I think it's called Mighty Morphin Life. It's actually pretty good. It's not bad. One cartoon I forgot to mention before we wrap up. Mummy's Alive. Who remembers that?
I do remember
Mummy's Alive.
I don't think I watched it.
Oh, man. She was so awesome. It was like Mummy's that new Egyptian kung fu. And I was like, what? Awesome. This is all awesome.
Nowadays, it's got to make sense to a kid or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, back then, we didn't care. It was like, as long as it was, like, colors on the screen just rapidly moving, we were happy. It didn't matter what the dialogue said, really. We were kind of just like, ooh, yay, sweet, you know. And nowadays, it's like, I don't know, kids just got way smarter nowadays. They wanted
like, to have something. Like, how did he transform? That's bullshit. This is not accurate to the stuff I read in school. What
I'm
the fuck?
Doing it. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, guys. There's our favorite 90s cartoons. What are yours? Leave us a comment and let us know and why. So, thanks for joining us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. Also, we have our website, PonderingNerds.com, and also we're on iTunes now. So, see you later.
Peace out.
Hi, guys.
Laters.
Peace.
Peace.